Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Really good conversation with Grace Rayner from The Athletic. If you missed that, get wherever you get your podcasts, go listen to it. Or you can probably watch it on the YouTube. I'm sure White Brian's working on turning that thing around quick. Grace was sharp, man. She knew her stuff.
She knew her stuff, man.
I enjoyed that. I love
talking sports with women.
College football is also so interesting because the games are going on, right? Like, there's still football being played, but the melodrama around the edges is almost like more interesting, you know what I mean?
I guess I think I know what you mean, Jay. You know, you can be weird sometimes.
I don't know. I'm pretty damn interested in what happens with some of these programs.
I want to see, because, like, listen, man, and I want people to understand what I'm saying. I respect the hell out of a Nick Saban, as I respect the hell out of a Joe Gibbs. But when things change up, those coaches don't want to deal with another issue. But players are expected to deal with the issues all the time, all right? So I just wanted, if you expect me to be at a certain level, I want you to fight through some little stress too. That's all I'm saying.
Not a crazy weekend in college football. You get Tennessee, Florida, Arkansas goes to Texas. How is Texas still top 10?
Because they want Texas to be top 10. They still want to have Arch Manning be up there.
I feel like the truth is out on Arch.
Yeah, but believe me.
Or maybe he needs more time.
He probably needs more time, but still right now, still a lot of chatter about Arch.
I think one game that I'm interested in, which is probably 2 weeks out, is Georgia Tech, Georgia. Georgia Tech can run the hell out of the football, which makes this Saturday's game, Georgia Tech hosting Pitt, kind of an interesting little spot. Look ahead, possibly. But I wanted to get to the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. I believe Lanfill has posted this. And I want to ask you, Brian. Lanfill's question, what was the reason for the Commanders' defensive improvement? DQ calling plays, the Dolphins suck, or both? The AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. Where do you lean on that?
Ask that question one more time.
What was the reason for the Commanders' defensive improvement? DQ calling the plays or the Dolphins? Lanfill wrote suck. I would probably say aren't that good.
I think it's a combination. I think DQ
calling. There is an option for both.
I have talked. There is one.
Lanfill gave DQ calling plays, the Dolphins suck, or both.
I'll go with both, but not, I'm have to go with, I'm going to throw my own thing in there. I'm going to go with a D. Because as I talk with former players, your head coach calling the defense, you're going to pay much closer to
lock detail. Lock in.
You're going to lock in. You don't want to be that one guy that screws up. So naturally, guys did what guys need to be doing all the time, you know. And I think having him when he switched to call it, it's a higher emphasis on you better be correct now. You better be doing your damn job. And you saw guys step up, but then I think by him calling things, you saw the timely. Now London Fletcher was saying London is that's the captain when it comes to defense. London talked about the timeliness of the corner and the linebacker blitz and the twists and things they were doing. He had them confused. And let's be real, I mean, not that great, but still, they're pros and they can beat you at any time. He had them confused, per se. So I think it's those two things plus players knew, I better pay a little closer attention. And what the hell they gonna complain about? You're overseas, you're in Scotland. Only thing you could do is work out and check and talk to your boys.
Right.
So
there's a little part of me, and I don't believe this is who DQ is. I truly don't. But there's a little part of me that wonders. Do you remember back in 2019, Washington was a bad team. They started 0-5, and then Bruce made the call to fire Jay Gruden, to bring in Bill Callahan. Bill Callahan was there.
Just move him up, yeah.
But, like, that was a strategic time to make that move.
Yeah.
Because they were playing the Dolphins in Miami, and it was Callahan's best shot at a win.
Yeah.
And then it validated Bruce, like, hey, I made this change, and we won, yeah. right? Because the first five games of the season were really tough.
I'm with that.
Is there any chance Dan waited to get through that gauntlet of Dallas, KC, Seattle, Detroit, to then make the move where he knows it's a lesser program against Miami, whether that is self-preservation or just to give the defense
I don't think that's a chance in hell that happened. I think the thing that happened was after they had that gauntlet and them four games went on and all the negative narrative was going on.
It wasn't a narrative. It was reality.
That was a coat. That was a conversation with others that we need to do something. And I think they made that decision at that. I don't think Dan was waiting until the better player the teams left to come in and call. I don't think he cares about that.
Do you think if they had done it, maybe you do it after KC, do you think that would have made a difference against Seattle or Detroit?
I think after KC, we saw an unbelievable half of ball from the defense. I don't think you make it after KC.
About Seattle.
You made it after Seattle. I could see it happening, but as I had conversation with some of my boys, I don't see much of a change. I don't see much different whether
– I think the only schematic thing was blitzing.
Yeah, the blitzing thing. But
that was a schematic
I still
difference.
Think calling the game, whoever, wouldn't have made a difference in a couple of those games. I just think the other team just was better off. They had more chemistry and better players at the point, and it wouldn't have made a difference who was calling the plays.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think the only thing that stood out to me, a few things –
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Feel like Miami could have leaned on their run even more, and especially running to the edges. And for whatever reason, they didn't. And cool.
A-Chain got banged up a little bit, I thought, early.
Well, and then he was hurt at the end.
And then I think they went away from him some. But the other kid came in 31
Ollie Gordon was
gutting him right up the middle.
Ollie Gordon was 9 for 45.
That is where I think DeRon could have made a difference right there. But I saw on the edge, and so as I was calling the game, I told the dude, his name was Ollie. Ollie.
How was it calling the game with a British
Oliver
dude?
Wilson was his name, but he's from London. He has a British accent.
Did it take you a minute to get used to the accent?
No, the accent was cool, but it just, they said Ollie Wilson. When he said, this is Oliver Wilson, I wasn't expecting Oliver. I just thought his real name was Ollie.
Right.
When he said Oliver Wilson, I was like, oh, okay, then I got you.
So I listened to him a bit the week before the Berlin game. I was in the car, and I think it was him on the call with another color analyst. I thought he was quite good.
He's good.
It's funny to hear football with a British accent.
He's good. But I said, the first play they ran, got to the edge, they hooked Vaughn, boom, got about 20. They came right back and hit that edge again. Tight end came down, hooked him. They got another first down.
HN's first five carries went for 50 yards.
I said, well, they seem to come into this game with a game plan to hit the edges, and that has been a problem all year.
The only thing... I think the biggest problem in the Seattle and the Detroit games were just the outright, the bad tackling, I think, to a point is like, yo, the head coach, we got to pay attention here, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the tackling was great, especially on Achane down the sideline.
Yeah, it got better. It's just like, I think that.
But the Seattle game, the wild coverage bust. You had dudes running 15 yards clean.
It was crazy.
They did a better job defensively, whether it was communication, schematics, whatever. Waddle did not get deep in this thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that you could point to as between the blitzing and Waddle not getting deep. Now, maybe Tua just missed him because Tua is not it.
I'm gonna tell you like this here about Tua. I think Dan understood. If you let Tua do stuff in rhythm, he will pick you apart.
Right.
So what they were starting to do, they ran some, like, they'll be on the receivers. They'll get inside. They were backing off. They were doing different little coverage teases. But every time Tua was able to catch it and just, bam, let it go, it was perfect. We couldn't defend it. But I think the pressure was coming when you make him hold it and now he has to start patting it.
He gets nervous.
He's a different guy.
Yeah, dude.
He's totally a totally different guy. I'll come back to our offense. Early on, Mariota hits Ertz on like a post corner. Robbie Chosen is wide ass open down the field. I guess he just never saw him.
Yeah. A lot to kind of take apart from Washington's loss Sunday in Madrid. I want to ask the boys in the aquarium the AAA poll question of the day. Was DQ calling plays the difference? Was it the Miami offense isn't of the same caliber that they'd seen the previous couple weeks? Is there more to it? We're going to ask the boys in the aquarium. Sam Cosmi joins us at noon. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.